What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another one of our seven-figure fitness business podcasts. It's your host, Iggy Odigizua, here to help you stay calm, change lives, and have business on your terms. In today's episode, what I want to talk about is something that's been on my mind recently when it comes to building a business and really thinking about the most important skill to master in order to be successful. And I wanted to share that with you because one of the things that we've noticed with some of the clients that we have is I see some red flags, and I call this like the uniform of failure. The uniform of failure is attitudes and you know, mindset and certain things that you do or things that you, ways that you behave that guarantees that you will fail. One of the uniform of failure is just impatience. It's really important when you're building a business, when you're endeavoring on anything new, if you can master the skill of patience and delayed gratification, you are going to win simply because you have the ability to persevere longer than even your competition. When you're building a business and when you're starting something new, it takes time to get things right. Things aren't going to happen overnight, right? The cool thing is, I mean, if you've been paying attention, you know, Charlie and some of the crazy things that we've been able to do with it and how quickly we can get brands up and running and deliver results. But not everybody is like that, right? Sometimes it takes a little bit longer to get a brand and to get a business performing within KPI. Case in point was a brand that we launched that was a little bit broader. One of my personal brands, I mean, it took like 3.5 months to get that brand to start turning a profit. 3.5 months and over $11,000 spent on ads for it to like eventually break even and start turning a profit. Most people would have just given up and quit at that point. They would be like, oh, this isn't working, and sort of looking for something else to do, right? But when you can be patient and you can be focused on the bigger picture and understand that before you start anything, if you make up in your mind that you're willing to eat shit long enough to see the result that you need, you're setting yourself up for success, all right? A lot of people, when they start working with us or when they're hiring any coach or they're going into a mastermind, they can come in with false expectations. And you have to be able to adjust your expectations. You have to be able to make adjustments and be patient to be like, all right, I'm going to commit to the process because I believe in what I'm building. And what I'm building is important enough for me to be willing to delay the gratification of seeing it turn a result immediately to get it right and make the kind of progress that I need. All right, so if you can be patient with anything that you're doing and build with the end in mind and be meticulous with the things that you're doing and the actions that you're taking and the progress that you're making towards your goal, if you have the North Star of the big picture, it's going to serve you very, very well. Before I start doing anything, I'm thinking to myself, this might take me like 2, 3, maybe even 5 years before it's like, it really feels like it was worth it. And that's the attitude that I have with Charlie. I'm like, it may take me like 2, 3 years before it's even like really worth it for me financially to put in this amount of time and effort into getting the product and getting the tech right. But it doesn't matter if you're willing, if you're patient and you have a big picture, you're willing to endure, all right? Now, there's three things that are going to create the gap between where you are and where you want to be. The first is gonna be your mindset, your attitude, and just even the filter by which you see the world through. That's number one. The second is gonna be your character. Just how disciplined are you? How willing are you to put in the work and grind and persevere, right? It's your character. The third one is your skill sets, your skills or lack thereof. So in order to fill the gap and get to where you want to be, one of those three things are keeping you from getting to where you want to be. And if you're impatient and not willing to work on developing those, fill in the gaps, then you're never going to be successful in anything that you try, right? So if you're starting out with the business, there's a lot of skill that you need to learn, right? You need to learn how to analyze data. You need to learn how to market. You need to learn how to sell. You need to learn how to produce content. You need to be able to deliver results to your clients at scale. You need to be able to lead a team. You need to be able to manage all these different things. There's a lot of skills that you have to learn to build a successful business. And most people just aren't willing to put in the time, put in the reps under the bar to build those skills. Now, the reason why I created Charlie is because I know how difficult it is to try and learn so many things at the same time. In my former mastermind, we got our clients great results. Great results. And I love the results that we were able to deliver to our clients. And I love being able to work with clients at that level. But the challenge was, it would just require so much for them to do. It requires so much for them to do. The setup was a beast. There's so many systems, so many automations, and it was a beast. It required a lot of patience, but it also required clients to learn a lot of different skills. They had to learn how to set up ads. They had to learn how to do lead gen. They had to learn how to message and follow up with their prospect. They had to learn how to sell, and then they had to learn how to build a fulfillment system, learn how to deliver their client results in a leveraged and efficient fashion. And the business model there, we were just providing the information and providing the tools to set our clients up for success. But the business model didn't allow us to really do much in the way of helping clients implement. Whereas with Charlie, the fact that Charlie solves the most manual aspect of building and launching an online fitness business, it does all the messaging, the lead follow-up, the lead nurture, and all those different things. Now we can focus on really developing and helping our clients implement and developing the other skills, but it still requires patience, right? Just because Charlie is able to automate your lead nurture, vet your prospects, and automate appointment setting doesn't mean like the business is going to come off the ground producing, printing money, right? It takes time and there's a process to it. And so I want to walk you through really the process for getting any business that you're going to launch right. And in the context, I'm going to be talking about an online fitness business or a fitness business in general. So the thing that you need to do, you got to make sure you have an offer that converts and that's cold friendly, meaning that somebody who's never heard of you before has to hear your offer, see your brand, and feel like this solves a legitimate problem that they currently have. Now, when I'm talking about when I launch an online fitness business, I like focusing on a specific problem that I know people are searching for. Because unlike other broad markets, fitness has a lot of problems that can be solved. And there's a lot of people that are in a lot of pain and that are searching for a specific solution to that pain, right? So I know I can set myself up for success by doing a little research and finding the pain point that people are actively searching for and finding the things that people are actively wanting to solve. Next, designing an offer that solves that pain point and creating a brand that appeals to the type of person that's looking for that solution, right? So I create the brand, I create the offer, and I want to make sure it appeals to the person that's looking to solve a specific problem, right? So that's like step one, phase one, is just laying a solid foundation for your offer, for the audience, for the brand, and getting that dialed in. And then phase two is understanding like what does the process needs to look like. When somebody comes in and they express interest in my offer, what do I need? How do I need to communicate with them? What are the process for making sure and orchestrating this process where they're being reinforced every step of the way that they're in the right place and that we have a solution for them? So mapping that out. And then phase three is going live, right? And we have like three steps that we need to complete in phase three when we go live with any brand. Step one is audience verification. We've got to make sure that the offer and the marketing, the lead generation is attracting the right people. And this step one can take 1 to 6 weeks to get right, right? Just to be able to verify that you're getting in front of the right people and you're talking to the right people. All right, so that's step one. And then step two is message optimization. Now that I know I'm talking to the right people, what are they saying, right? How are they describing their problem? What are the things that they're looking for? What are their challenges like? Is there a pattern of things that the right type of people are saying over and over and over again? I take that information, use it to create new advertising, to create new marketing message, and start to optimize how I'm talking to these people so that I can, one, repel the wrong people, but then two, attract the right people, right? So once I validate and verify that I'm talking to the right people, I want to take what they're saying and use that to optimize the messaging. But if you're impatient and you're not willing to wait 1 to 6 weeks to make sure you're getting in front of the right people, you're setting yourself up for failure. And then step two is message optimization. And now we're like, okay, we're getting the right people. The quality of where we need it to be is there. Now we need to optimize the messaging so that we can increase show rates, increase response rate, increase sales conversion, and get that stabilized, right? And then step three is campaign optimization. Now we know we're getting in front of the right people. We've optimized the messaging so that they're getting the right ads, they're going through the sequence, and they're responding at a high level. They're showing up to the sales calls. We're able to convert them consistently. Now we want to optimize the campaign. And step three is all about getting your cost per acquisition, right? So you have to, if you want to scale any business, you need to know how much you have to pay to acquire a new client. You have to get your cost per acquisition. And so by step three, it may have been 8 weeks that have gone through before you can start to really identify your cost per acquisition. If you're impatient, you're never going to get to that point, and you're going to stop before you even reach a point where you can actually start to accelerate the business and see a complete return on your investment. So once you get your cost per acquisition, let's say you, for every $500 you spend, you acquire a new client. That's not the best KPI, but it's not bad. At least you know your cost per acquisition. So a few things you can do. You can either increase your price point, what you're selling, so that cost per acquisition, you still get a 4-to-1 return on investment, or you optimize your sales process so that you're converting more consistently and you're converting at a higher pace. But step three is really important, because once you have this, you have certainty to scale. If I know for every $500 I spend, I acquire a client that's worth anywhere from $1,900 to $5,800 in our online fitness business, that's a fair trade. I'm willing to make that trade all day long. But now we have certainty to scale, because now growing the business and growing the brand and getting a return on investment on first two steps, where I was just spending money to gather enough data to make the decisions that I need to make to grow the business. Now it's just a matter of, all right, cool. We need to bring on 20 clients to recoup our sunk costs of gathering data, doing some R&D, and turn a profit. Great. At $500 per acquisition, all I need to do is do 500 times 20. And then that gives me the cost for the marketing budget for me to acquire 20 clients. So I need to spend $10,000 on ads this month to produce 20 clients. Getting to step three gives you certainty to scale and certainty to grow the business. So now, once you have those first three steps done, now you get to transition to phase four, which we call the money button. Right? At this phase, you have your audience, you have your messaging, you have your KPIs dialed in. Now it's like, all right, how big do I really want to build this business? How much money do I really want to produce in this business? And now you just have to answer three questions ongoing in phase four. How do we profitably increase ad spend? How do we increase sales conversions? And how do we keep fulfillment from breaking and making sure we have capacity and are able to deliver results for our clients at scale? Those are the only three questions that you have to answer at any given point when you get your business to phase four. And that's where you have full control over building the business. But it takes time to go through all those different steps and even get to that point. And most people just aren't patient enough to even get themselves to the point where they have full control and certainty in their business to where they can start seeing results at a high level. So I hope you found this helpful. That's kind of like the process that we break down with all the brands that we plug Charlie in. Because Charlie is able to do all the manual work in terms of messaging, follow-ups, vetting, appointment setting, and all that stuff, because Charlie is able to do the manual work there, we can focus on really getting those things right and building the business and working on the business instead of our clients being stuck in the business. But the most important skill is you have to be patient in order for any of that to even work. If you're not patient, those things aren't going to happen. So I hope you find this helpful. If you're interested in getting a demo of Charlie, there should be a link somewhere here where you can actually go to a presentation where I do a deep dive on Charlie and what we do, right? If you go to demo.ai-setters.com/Charlie, it'll take you there. But I hope you find it helpful. Share, like, comment, and I'll catch you in the next one.